The Osgood File, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Visit AutoOwners.com. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood. At the congressional hearing into whether mosques are radicalizing young Muslims, Melvin Bledsoe blamed a Nashville mosque for turning his son Carlos into a radical.
Something is wrong with Muslim leaders in Nashville. What happened to Carlos at those Nashville mosques? I must say that we are losing American babies. Our children are in danger.
The mosque responds after this from Charlie. Melvin Bledsoe said he first noticed the change in his son after he started college in Nashville. One day he came home and took down all the pictures in his room, including the picture of Martin Luther King.
We asked Carlos, "What is going on with you?" He replied that he is now a new convert to Islam and that everything he does from now on will be to honor Allah.
Bledsoe blamed a Nashville mosque for recruiting his son, brainwashing him, sending him to Yemen, and turning him into a killer. His son Carlos now stands accused of attacking a military recruiting center in Arkansas in 2009 and killing a soldier. But at the Nashville mosque, a spokesman who knew Carlos Bledsoe told a reporter for Channel 5 that the father's charges are absurd.
For his father to say that at congressional hearing is just absurd.
He says the Carlos he knew was no radical.
He was just normal.
In fact, he had no idea Carlos had gone to Yemen until after the shooting when the FBI came to investigate.
The law enforcement came, the FBI, and we cooperated with them.
The FBI found no connection between the shooting and the mosque, nor was any evidence presented at Congressman Peter King's hearing.
I challenge anyone to find anything that was improper about today's hearing.
Well, it was incomplete. If there's evidence this young man was brainwashed, it should be presented before June, when his murder trial begins. If it turns out that Carlos Bledsoe was brainwashed and unable to tell right from wrong, would it be fair to convict him? The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Friday, March 11th, 2011.